And we're fixing the screen right now. Why don't you go ahead and fix the screen first? I know you're trying to multitask, and I'm making it harder on you.
Thank you. 1250, amend grant agreement with Portland Parks Foundation to transfer $1,050,000 city funds for the Wildwood Trail pedestrian bridge.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, Portland's 30-mile Wildwood Trail suffers a major flaw, its crossing at the Burnside Bridge. With an average of 18,000 vehicles passing daily, pedestrians are forced to dodge traffic without a safe crossing. The Portland Parks Foundation is spearheading the effort to build a bridge at this intersection before a serious tragedy occurs. A committee of local community members is leading the effort to make this project possible. To give us a brief presentation today, we have Dennis James, program specialist, and Robin Johnson Craig, capital project manager from Portland Parks and Rec. Take it away.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. This ordinance will simply go ahead and authorize Parks Director to amend the original grant agreement that was executed back in March of this year. Essentially, what will happen is that the director will then have the authority to allow Parks to certify a transfer of $1,050,000 to Portland Parks Foundation. There are a couple of sources of funds for that total. $200,000 will actually be coming from Metro, and that has been provided to PBOT, although there's no mechanism as of this point for those funds to be transferred to PPF. There's another $850,000 in PBOT grants and SDC funds that will be included in that total. So again, this amendment, the first amendment to that agreement, will simply update the funding for the project and also allow for the director to sign the agreement that will allow the transfer.
That concludes our presentation. If there are any questions?
Very good. Colleagues, any questions?
This is a pedestrian bridge, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I was just looking at the figures, yes. And I noticed the cross-section of the bridge, and it's like 6 feet wide, which strikes me as kind of on the narrow side. But
I believe that my colleague might be able to speak to those kind of details.
So the
if you could introduce yourself and bring the mic a little closer.
My name is Robin Johnson Craig. I'm the grant manager for this grant agreement for Portland Parks. The pedestrian bridge is being designed at 6 feet wide. It's meeting the PBOT minimum requirements for width. It is defined as a pedestrian bridge and not a multi-use bridge, which would add bicycle capacity. Mm-hmm. The Wildwood Trail is a high-challenge trail according to PPNR trail standards, so there are no bicycles allowed on the Wildwood Trail, so there is no intent or expectation that bicycles would be using this bridge.
Yeah, I guess, that was established. I'm just curious whether 6 feet is adequate for pedestrians going both directions to, you know, not queue up there or something.
So that is something that the Portland Parks Foundation has considered, and it's something that during the tenure of Commissioner Fritz's as Parks Commissioner also had those questions forwarded to the Portland Parks Foundation. And because of the extreme cost that would be incurred to add that width, mm-hmm. to possibly an 8 foot wide bridge, it was not considered a viable option.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Great. Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
All right. Call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you both for your presentation, and thank you, Robin, for all of your work on Parks projects that you've done with me over the 5 years I was in charge. And it's important to remember that this is largely a privately funded bridge that the Portland Parks Foundation has cost managed. So they fundraised $2 million. And so to ask private funders to raise a significantly even higher amount I found unreasonable. This allocation includes, as was mentioned, all of the allocations from Metro, the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and an additional $350,000 that I approved as one of my last acts as Parks Commissioner to make sure that we could finish up this project. So I'm very happy that construction has already started, and hasn't it?
Well, they're looking for the permit from PBOT end of December.
I must have just seen them doing all of the surveying, because certainly the last time I went by that, there was a lot of activity going on. So I was like, ooh, it's getting started already. So I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product, and appreciate Commissioner Fish for your leadership of the Bureau and this project from now on. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you for your presentation. And this is simply authorizing the transfer of funds that have otherwise been allocated to this project. We still have a long way to go, and we certainly hope that the cost of materials for this project don't go through the roof because of unnecessary trade wars. Aye.
Salzman.
This is a great project. Happy to support it and eager to see it, eager to use it once it's completed. I just want to make a comment on this morning's agenda. Well, it looked very long at the beginning. To all of us, you know, with all the significant decisions we made today on transportation, on water and sewer infrastructure, housing, and parks, it's been a pleasure. You could keep this morning session going all day, as far as I'm concerned. Aye.
Wheeler.
This has been a project in the making for a long, long time, and I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for shepherding it through and making sure that the city was doing its part to deliver, and Commissioner Fish continues that cause. And I know Commissioner Udaly is going to be working hard with the PBOT crew, because there are some challenges there with regard to transportation. But the bottom line is that for many, many years, parents with little kids have been dashing across Upper Burnside, trying to get from one side of the Wildwood Trail to the other side of the Wildwood Trail. And as one of those parents who formerly had a small child making said dash across Burnside, I think this is fantastic. I think it's aesthetically pleasing. I think it fits in with the nature of Forest Park. And I think it fulfills a very, very significant public safety concern. So I want to thank everybody who had anything to do with this, including the friends and the people in the private sector and the community who made it happen. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted, and we are adjourned until 2 p.m.
Perfect timing.